Before we continue, one of the ways we keep all of our content for you, the listener, free of charge is our amazing sponsors, and today, Anchor is one of those sponsors. If you haven't heard about Anchor, it's the easiest way to make a podcast. Let me explain. It's free, there's creation tools that allow you to record and edit your podcasts right from your phone or computer. Anchor is going to distribute your podcast for you so it can be heard on Spotify, Apple Podcasts, and everywhere podcasts are listened to, and you can even make money from your podcast with no minimum listenership. It's everything you need to make a podcast in one place. Download the free Anchor app or go to Anchor. FM to get started.
It's so hard to say goodbye. Oh, I'm sorry. Hello and welcome, because it is the season finale buzzers of the Arrow After Show. Yep. Season 7, episode 22. You have finally saved this city. You're tuned in to AfterBuzz TV, the ESPN of TV talk. Now, let the buzz begin. I guess that music's better than my singing. Maybe. I don't know.
I don't think so.
I don't know. Hi! Welcome!
Hi, guys.
We are so excited to have you for the season finale. You probably don't even remember me because it's been so long. But my name is Ali Kona Bradford, and I'm here to host the show. Hi!
Hi, you guys. Olivia D. Bortoli here.
Our founder, Kevin Undergaro.
Oh, and Maria Menounos.
Hi, Maria.
Maria. I just heard a host named Maria. Hi, everybody. I'm Matt Marr. Happy to be here. Carolina is, she has a big audition tomorrow. She's reading a script. Send her the good vibes. We wish her well.
All right. And of course, welcome to you. You guys know my spiel, but I got to say it out loud just in case, for whatever reason, this is your first After Show for Arrow. And it shouldn't be, but if it is, this side of the table belongs to you. You co-host with us. So all you got to do is join us in the chat. Use hashtag ABTV Arrow on everything social media. And of course, if you're watching live, join the chat. If not, leave comments below, because you co-host the show with us.
There's so many people in the chat already. Just a few shout-outs. Dancer Fruit, Drew Leonard is here. Jenna James, Joe B, Big Face Hundreds, Ivan Soto, hey.
My hubby.
His husband. Just so many people.
And Twitter.
Steven Starr.
Yeah, Steven Archer's Alley on Twitter. Y'all be sure to follow Archer's Alley for over the summer news.
Yeah.
I almost said a bad word. They're twitting.
Yeah, and Steven does my Team D Wortoli, so thank you for that. And also Matt Shamlu reached out on me on Instagram.
Oh,
so
Matt Shamlu.
Hey.
That's a good name.
Just want you guys to know that this mic has a very lingering odor, and it doesn't smell very good. I just want you to know that.
Oh, no.
Just let you
Mine
BTS.
Did someone
Let's
like...
Let's talk, though.
Pee on the mic?
No.
Okay.
Let's talk about the show. Yeah. So first and foremost, great opening scene.
Yep.
I really liked the cinematography of just, like, all of our heroes laid out. They all do the run, and they jump off the roof. And I'm like, okay, this is a nice start.
Yes.
Mm-hmm.
Haven't been so happy with some of the occurrences in the most recents, but that was a good start.
It was cool to see them all. There was a lot of... It seems like they said, hey, we've got this guy named Gary, and he's really good. He's a good stuntman at, like, having people, like, jump off a building and then
swing somewhere.
And they're like, Gary, let's use Gary as much as we can, because they did that, like, five times.
They used Gary.
But each time it was great. Yeah. So props to Gary.
Gary the swinger guy.
Gary the swinger. Yeah. He is great.
Yeah,
I loved it.
I love that opening scene. When they were going to get caught again, and I was like, come on.
I know.
We've done this so many times.
Please don't get arrested.
No. Right. And then you know, Oliver did the... Right. And I was like, oh.
Right. And I like the parallel that they did with, we talked about this while you were in Africa, which we're going to hear about Ali Kona's travels later, y'all, so stay tuned. But we've started to like the Flash Forward. Even me has started to like the Flash Forwards more and more.
You've missed the better ones.
Oh, I watched them at home.
But again, I love how they did the parallels in this episode.
Yes.
And they did it all throughout. But that was cool. We're like the guy, where Connor, God, he is hot.
Yeah.
Ooh, he is hot, y'all.
I think he might be young, though. So maybe.
No, he's over 18. It's legal. Anyway, follow him on Instagram. But when he hands her the knife and she, like, broke out. And, like, that actress, it is so cool to watch her fight.
Yeah.
She's such a good...
I really like her a lot.
Yeah, I really, really... She's just engaging. And she got... does a hair flip, and it looks awesome.
You almost lost your headphones there, boo.
The first episode I was in.
Yeah.
All right.
Yeah.
Let's take it back a little bit, because I got ahead of myself. Hashtag
who I love to hate.
Hello.
Oh, my gosh. I forgot.
I got to think of one.
Okay.
audience.
Yeah, I don't know, because Emiko died and I hated her. So I wasn't mad. I was glad she died. So I wasn't, I really like this episode. And so it's hard for me to, I think maybe who I love to hate a little is Felicity.
Wow, her face.
I know we're wearing our Felicity shirts. Your Felicity and my smoke industries.
She's shooting a bow and arrow.
But no, but I hate her because she reminded me in this episode how much I love her and Oliver together, and then she's leaving.
To be with Oliver.
I'm just pushing you away.
So, like, I love her and I hate her, but she's leaving. It makes me sad.
What about you?
Go ahead. Mine was, I forget his name, but the guy who came and took Oliver away.
Oh, that
the
weird space.
The monitor. Yeah, okay. It's the monitor.
The monitor. Okay. Yeah, I didn't love to hate him. He has a reason, but it just made me so sad.
Yeah.
It's like, what that ended everything.
Well, I want to say mine, but I want to get to the chat first, so you guys tell me who do you love to hate?
What did they say?
Love to hate Emiko. She was a weak villain from Black Magic. Lisa Yasko, hey girl, says Emiko. And then Hayward Wong says the monitor. Steven Starr says, I can't think of one. Same boat as this guy.
Same, yeah.
And then somebody else said, Lisa said, monitor's close second. Oh, and then everyone's saying the monitor.
Oh, okay.
There's monitor. Monitors everywhere. Monitor, 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 monitor.
What about you?
I hashtag love to hate a thing, not a person.
Okay.
But when I put some thought to it and I'm watching it,
it's going to be weird, y'all. I'm ready for it.
What? I actually love to hate. I don't even love. I just hate, okay? Let's be honest. Emiko's motive. Like, if you really think about her from a villain perspective,
Can we just jump in and all talk about that? Mm-hmm. Yeah, keep going. I love this.
I feel like she wasn't a good big bad for an entire season. Like, if it was a couple episode arc, it might make sense. But for her to take down an entire city and want to melt people's faces off with this bio-nuclear weapon, all on the count of the fact that she's trying to get even with Oliver, like, that doesn't make sense. He didn't do anything to you. You got your revenge on Dad. You killed that Dad. Dad wouldn't let you into the family. Okay, cool. So now you want to rub your brother's name in the dirt by killing people because what?
And like, then when she's dying, she says, I always wanted to be a queen.
It's like, no, you didn't.
And like, but that doesn't make sense.
Yeah, like her whole...
Yeah.
And like, I said it was a waste of a villain.
She flipped so quickly, too. Like, they were fighting, and this has been her goal for so long. Like, she's hated Oliver. She wants the whole city to die. And then all of a sudden, he, like, gives her one little speech, and she's like, oh, okay.
Yeah, like, he swatted away something that was, like, she got knifed.
Yeah.
And then, what did they...
It was another knife.
Yeah, and he swatted it away, and all of a sudden, she was converted.
Yeah.
And it was like, what?
Yeah, I really think they could have done... You know, we got excited when they said the Ninth Circle, because we thought it was going to be kind of a League of Assassins thing.
Right.
But yeah, they didn't go forward with that. And I have not been the biggest fan of almost, honestly, the second half of Arrow this season has been rough for us. It's been slow going. We've talked about it. We feel like they're regurgitating plot lines.
The whole season.
This was one of the best episodes, I feel like, of the season. It's because as soon as Emiko died halfway through the episode, then it was like, okay, now we actually can get to Arrow stuff instead of having to deal with that.
The episode was so good when she died. Like, as soon as she died.
So,
this episode is like back to like original... Arrow amazingness.
Yeah.
Right. And that's nothing, by the way, against the actress. By any means.
No, she's great.
At all. She's fantastic. I just feel like when you're writing a villain, you always have to have a why. Like, why they behave a certain way. And I just feel like the why that they gave her wasn't strong enough to do some of the things she was doing.
Yeah.
Like, in the past, it was refreshing that no one was trying to blow up the city. Like, all of our other videos, villains were trying to, like, do an undertaking where they exploded the city and so taking the approach of, you know, melting people's faces off, that's creative and it's cool and it's different, so I commend them. It's just that her being the one responsible, it just didn't feel like it would be a genuine... She wasn't power hungry. Like, you have a Damien Dark or somebody who's power hungry.
Yeah.
That makes sense.
Damien Dark was amazing.
Yeah.
In the chat, people are saying, Black Magic says, can we talk about how weak she was physically, too? Oliver has been stabbed, sliced, shot, burned, blown up, punch kicked countless times, and Emiko got poked once, and then she died.
No, but she also didn't survive on an island for 5 years learning and how to be tormented.
Exactly. Ivan said she's not Oliver.
Yeah.
Yeah, she definitely, I mean, we talked about, I think, the last episode where he's had it way worse than she had.
Way worse.
Absolutely. So,
She's done.
Yeah, she's done.
It's
so
over.
Best luck to that actress. Glad that Emiko is done. Let's not... No more siblings for Oliver. Yeah. Let's just put a
right?
pin in that.
Are you good? We're good.
We're done with Oliver's siblings.
Unless Thea wants to
Unless
come back.
Unless Thea wants to come
You're
back.
You're more
then
than welcome. Any yeah. day.
Any day.
Any day.
Yeah. Any day.
Any day.
Any day.
Any day.
Good point, Ali Kona Bradford. Glad you're back.
Yeah, welcome back.
Welcome
Thanks.
Back.
Thanks.
Yeah. Okay, so now that I like broke down the entire like episode in some senses, we can talk about the finer details.
Sure.
Cool to see Echo Kellum back.
Yeah.
Oh, a little reunion.
Briefly.
Yeah.
But it definitely did feel like this episode was tying up a lot of loose ends.
Yeah.
And I even said to you guys, it just felt like we ended the entire, like, the show should be done now.
Yeah.
Not that I love Arrow. I don't want it to be canceled. I know there's only 10 more episodes, but it doesn't even feel like there'd be room for 10 more episodes because everything was just like, sealed up.
It felt like yeah. a finale. A
it
series
feel,
finale.
Yeah.
It very much did so. We can talk about the ending later because
yeah,
we don't
want to
cry
about.
Right now.
Oh, okay.
But or we
Why
can't. I don't know. You tell me. But it makes me I thought it was great to just see that Oliver kind of that was the first time I'd have seen him be so appreciative at the team. And I know it felt I think when I felt like a finale it was like a graduation speech.
Mm-hmm.
Like I literally thought someone was gonna but you know he realized kind of his legacy was this team, but also in that it is like I guess you have to talk about the end because it's like the big point, but it's like it is kind of like, well, we know Oliver is going to die.
Well,
I mean I don't know that's a whole thing.
But they answer that question right, because
yeah.
this entire season for all the flash forwards we just assumed that Oliver was dead,
because
right,
they talk about his legacy.
No, because right.
but we saw him in like Legends 42 or whatever, we saw him with his little one arm, you know, we know he's alive.
Wait, Legends 42
or in chat help me out, we know that he's alive because he's like old and gray and has like the long beard or whatever,
right?
And he has one arm.
Oh. Right.
Am I wrong? Can someone back me up on this?
But even though, like, separating that and just talking about Arrow for 2 seconds and saying, like, this entire season in the flash forwards, we were led to believe Oliver's dead, right?
Yeah.
And even at the end of the episode when the, what's his name?
The monitor.
Thank you. Something
monitor,
with a R at the end, right? So when he came and he said, you know, your death is inevitable, but your death can save so many lives. Yeah. Cool. Then I'm still like, okay, Oliver died. But then you see Felicity leave with the monitor to go finally be with Oliver again, which means he actually is alive, just in another dimension somewhere.
So, the chat, thank you, you guys. It was a different timeline, and now it has been changed. So, I was wrong.
So, yes, it's kind of what spoiler alert, but I'm sorry, but the Russo brothers said that it's lifted. So, if you haven't seen Endgame, close your ears, but don't come after me, because they said May 6th, we could talk about it afterwards. But, I mean, that's what people are freaking out in Marvel, is that they've introduced multi-universes, and that's what they basically did in Endgame. And so, if you're new to that, actually, DC kind of was doing, they've been doing that for a long time, and so that they kind of were starting that before. So, but I just say that if you saw the Endgame and you kind of understood how there was multiverses, same kind of thing here.
Yeah.
In that way.
So I guess he is alive somewhere.
Somewhere.
And Felicity is going to be with him.
Right.
Which is nice.
But yeah, the monitor is this kind of, I mean, he's like 3 billion years old. He's this character, this kind of all-knowing, omnipotent, I mean, he's really almost like a god or something like that. So, unless something major happens, but if the monitor says you're going to die, probably that version of Oliver could be very well be. Yeah. And that's a whole other conversation for Infinite Crisis and all that kind of stuff. But it does feel like Arrow's ending. As a comic nerd and someone who's read Infinite Crisis and like digested that, I'm actually I'm super psyched. I'm like jonesing now for Arrow. They kind of reinvigorated for me for the next season, because I think we kind of mentioned this. I feel like probably Arrow's going to be kind of the home base for Crisis, because I feel like that's going to be more than just a 2-episode thing.
Do you think it's going to be the whole season?
I think Possibly it could. I think we're going to get a lot of flash forwards.
Yeah. I think that it's going to be present time, but the present time is going to be in the hands of the new team, which we saw in the flash forwards, which is going to be Black Star. It's going to be
William,
whatever his new code name is about to be. And of course,
Joseph David Jones, who's Hot Connor.
Thank you. Bronze Tiger's son.
Y'all, he's just like shirtless working out in his Instagram. It's amazing.
How do you know all of these guys' Instagrams?
Because I'm thirsty. I'm a thirsty bitch.
Well, at least he's honest.
Yep, dehydrated. I still love you, Ivan. I'll never cheat on you.
Ivan Soto. That's still his number one.
Like, took my train of thought right here. And, went, and I'm like, what is happening?
No, you were talking about the new team. You were naming each of the new teams.
I guess we're sort of getting into predictions, but I just feel like this next season is going to be predominantly more they're not going to be flash forwards. They're going to be the present now. And Oliver will in turn become a flashback. So the only time we'll see Oliver will be like in a flashback.
That actually would be kind of cool.
Cool, but at the same time, it would not be Arrow anymore. It would be Black Star.
Yeah, or whatever. And the sad part is we won't be seeing any more Felicity.
Well, we know we're not.
That's just
disappointing. I know. It's disappointing. Well, let's talk a little bit about can we talk a little bit about the flash forwards and
yes,
kind of what happened?
Yes, that's actually what I wanted to
Okay,
do
great.
Too.
I'm sorry. You're silly. I got used to leading and
it's
now
okay.
I just mansplained. I'm an asshole.
No, we share around here.
Okay, we
here.
Do share. We
it's
share.
Okay.
Sharing's caring, y'all.
Sharing is caring.
Flash forward. I guess you guys like it now. I haven't jumped on the bandwagon yet. I don't know. Some of the dialogue, I was starting to get bored with the conversation.
I don't know why you're laughing.
Just because I forget how you know. You're like, oh, it's just so funny. I missed you.
People are asking where your left arm is, by the way. So it's I think gone. It's your, I think
I'm,
it's your right
I'm
arm.
Done. You're Oliver Queen.
You are Oliver Queening it.
That's going to be a gift one day.
Yeah, it is.
It's right here, guys.
I like Matt didn't like them at first, and they have grown on me. Will I watch the spinoff?
No.
I don't know. But I do like Mia. I think she did a great job. I like the relationship with William. I liked it all. Will I watch the spinoff? I don't know.
I don't know. I do love her. They do have some really cute guys on there. But that's not...
Good night!
But there's so many good TV out there. You got to do...
Yeah.
You got to, like... I mean, Veronica Mars is coming back. I've got priorities, y'all. So, what they have done a good job... Why I think Arrow kind of lost itself a little bit is that it became so Amico-focused and not really kind of about the relationships between the team members.
Yeah.
But what they did do is all the flash forwards were about were just the relationships.
Yeah.
Of Mia and William kind of finding their mom, figuring out who their dad was. Connor talking. You know, it was all about these people kind of figuring out what their legacy is to these parents that we know and love. And so that's what they did a good job is they kind of hooked me into these relationships. But in that, I think it kind of... And then they were like, it was like, okay, these characters were going to talk. Because when you're writing this kind of thing, this is kind of the problem with a lot of people with Game of Thrones right now. You either kind of write for characters or write for plot. And it's hard to really, you have to be very talented to manage both. And it's like the flash forwards, they said, let's do character. Arrow, let's just do plot. And it was just, a lot of it was boring.
But
it was just boring.
I did think they did a good job when Roy handed... the bow and arrows and was like, you know, you're going to need these. I felt like it was very much of a, like, passing the torch.
Oh, yeah.
From Oliver to Mia, and it was, like, a very well-done scene because it had been such parallels throughout the whole episode. So I did like that, like, plot thing, but, I mean, I don't know.
I have a question for you guys. A little random, but because you mentioned Roy, and it's something that stuck out to me. So it's been a while since we've seen Roy in the field outside of recently, right?
Mm-hmm.
And so a few episodes ago, Felicity was saying something about Roy, and she's like, yeah, he's really good at that parkour thing. And then I noticed all of his choreography all of a sudden now is, like, tricking, which is part of parkour. And I'm like, was he like about before, because I feel like his style was somewhat similar to Oliver's.
Yeah.
And now all of a sudden, like, because they said it, they have him specifically doing stuff where he's like side to side, wall run, gainer. Like, it's weird, because I'm like, I don't remember him being so parkour focused before.
He was doing it. That's like kind of a running joke that I was reading, that Roy always has to do unnecessary parkour. So I think,
love it. It's beautiful.
He does a great job. But I think it slowly turned into that. And I think that's why they mentioned it, because they had seen it a lot more.
I mean, that was enough for me. They're basically like, hey, he's been gone. He's been working on parkour. And I was like, okay.
Yeah, okay.
Like, that's all I needed. Yeah. But I don't even know how to punch. So
he was training really hard to jump off walls.
It's cool. Was it last episode where he like jumped into the pit and like shot thing? Like it was in the smoke. It's great. I love it.
Matt Shamlu, hey, says, yes, he did a flip saving Thea the first time. Roy has always been doing unnecessary flips, says Black Magic. Orlando Williams says, Roy has always been extra. So I guess
it's extra now.
Right, because it stood out to me. And that's why I was like, I don't remember this guy's.
But yeah, I guess since the beginning he's been doing this.
But into that, the reason I said it, because you said Roy, I want to go back to the fact that now we're focusing more on the Flash Forward. Like, before, it was this much of the show, and as the season's gone on, it's become bigger, which is fine. But the more I see Roy and Felicity as their older versions of themselves, I'm like, can't buy it. Just not buying it. Like, in my notes, I was like, Felicity, mom of two teens. No, can't buy it still.
We've talked about this. They haven't aged her really well.
No, or Roy. Yeah. I mean,
they aged him a little more.
Right. As an actress, like, she definitely has that maternal. She's a mom. like, there's an endearing aspect about her when she's addressing the kids. Yeah. So I'll give her that. That's all.
Yeah, but we were always like, she's a young mom. She's a young mom.
Yeah.
She's the cool mom.
She's a cool young mom.
Yeah.
You know who else is cool?
Who? There we go.
All of you, sugars. All of you. You know why? Because you watch our shows, you subscribe to our channel, and we appreciate that so much. You know, we can't be here without all of you. And I know that you're like, Arrow's ending. What am I going to do? What am I going to watch when I eat my Cool Ranch Doritos? Well,
Cool Ranch Doritos.
You can watch so many things while you eat Cool Ranch Doritos.
Vegan Cool Ranch Doritos.
Which is not a sponsor of AfterBuzz, just of my life. But anyway, you can watch so many other shows. If you go to AfterBuzz channel on YouTube, or if you just look up AfterBuzz in podcasts, you'll see whether it's reality. Like, I'm starting Southern Charm, a reality, which is so good. Reality on Wednesday. Mm-hmm. I'll be co-hosting that. There'll be so many plethoras of shows, all these summer shows that are coming out. I guarantee you there's going to be an AfterBuzz show for you. So be sure to subscribe. I don't know which side it ever is. I need to learn.
Just do a general, sweeping motion.
Hit the subscribe button. Give us a little thumbs up if you like this. Leave in the comments. And also, if you're listening to the podcast, we love you. And please go on iTunes. Give us 5 stars. And even if you need to write, Roy is extra. Write something in the comments, because we always appreciate that. And it helps people find us. And again, thank you so much for making AfterBuzz TV the ESPN of TV talk.
Thanks, guys. Ivan Soto doesn't agree with your Cool Ranch flavor. Oh. So he says it's gross. I guess you guys are getting divorced.
Wow.
Divorce time.
Wow.
All right.
Thought this was love.
So outside of giving all these shout-outs to tortilla chips, what are you guys saying in the chat? I want to know what you guys... Because I feel like I didn't hit anything specific in the show, but I gave a general, and I've covered my entire thoughts for this entire episode at this point.
I feel like we should talk about Bronze Tiger... Just mentioning.
I was going to talk about Bronze Tiger,
mentioning the fact that, you know, you
Handsome runs in the family.
Yeah. Sorry. He was like, I'll take him. I'll watch over him, you know, for that one scene or whatever.
Because I forgot Connor was his son, and you reminded me halfway. Mm-hmm. But I'm glad that they brought it back up to remind us.
I felt like it was an omen. Like, I thought Bronze Tiger was going to die.
We thought we were
going to
die this episode. Yeah. I'm surprised nobody died. That was my big prediction. I was like, Diggle's going to die. Nobody died. I mean, Amico, but nobody who counted died.
Right. Remember last week we were talking about, in order for it to be a good season finale, somebody has to die. Well, I guess we were
wrong,
because
it was a good season finale.
Yeah.
But, I mean, we can talk too a little bit. Oh, yeah, we got plenty of time. We can talk a little bit about kind of, I know we're going to talk about Oliver and Felicity, but where do we... I know this is a lot of kind of predictions-ish, but that's just kind of where we are. It's a season finale.
Right, right.
What do y'all think? Because I don't know where we're going to see next season. Like, what are we going to, is Diggle going to be there? Is Bronze Tiger? Like, is Dinah? Like, I don't know. Is there going to be a team? I don't know. It kind of felt like they were, like, we're done.
Yeah.
Right.
So I'm a little, like, I don't know. What do y'all think?
It felt very final to me. 100%. Yeah. It felt like this was the series finale. So that's what made me think that next season is going to be, like, 90% Crisis up on Infinite Earth. And then, like you said, a few episodes or a few snippets of flash forwards.
It definitely felt like an ending of an ending. I thought it was really weird because going into, like, past season finales, like, there's been different ways of ending it, right? But this was like, well, defeated the bad guy, lights out, we're good. And I was like, sweet, that's how the Arrow Cave gets shut down? Like, nothing big, nothing major. It's nothing, no explosions. They were just like, well, guys, we're good. We're going to go leave over here. You guys do this and you guys do that. And, you know, Roy's going to figure out his life, but maybe not go get back to Thea just yet because he's got this random, like, he still has the, I want to say the thirst. Yeah. It's not, that's Matt.
That's just Matt.
That's good.
Yeah. That's the only thirsty one here.
You brought that up, though, but it is like, but that's what made me wonder, like, well, are we going to see more of... Because I know Roy, I mean, he came back to the show this season. He wasn't just, like, recurring.
Right.
So, and from all that we know, he's going to be back next season. So, unless, correct me if I'm wrong, After Buzzers in the chat, but are we going to see, like, side episodes, like Oliver's doing something with the monitor, and we're going to see Roy, like, trying to kill Bloodlust, like,
maybe, like, you're right, maybe it's going to be just, like, different, like, places, different timelines, or
different story. I mean, I will say that's one good thing they did with this finale is I have no freaking clue of where the show's going to go from here. That could be good or bad.
I thought it was an interesting choice that the team never found out that Oliver and Felicity were pregnant.
Yeah,
outside of Diggle, obviously, but
I
it was like really
why she
weird.
Didn't tell them.
Well, because it was just
they
weird.
They said the
thing.
Ninth Circle. They gave some reason, but I didn't get it.
Well, yeah, to keep them out of the crosshairs of the Ninth Circle. I'm like, well, technically, it's the Eighth Circle because the Ninth just got killed.
Yeah,
but.
It's true.
It was really weird that Beatrice came out of nowhere and was like, you're not in charge anymore. Ka-dang!
And she said her name. She was like, Beatrice. Like, we're supposed to know who this. And I Googled. I kind of did a quick Google search. Like, who is this? I don't understand this. And the character is called Pigeon in DC Comics. And it was this, like, somebody else could jump in. I'd never heard of this character. She, like, dates this guy named Raptor, so maybe that's the British guy. I don't know. But she's a villain, like, with mechanical wings. Oh. So we got none of that. So I don't know. But so I'm like, are we going to see more of the Ninth Circle? Like, I just have no idea of what.
I mean, we have to see. I think we're going to have to see more of the Ninth. Or we're going to see at least more of, like, Bronze Tiger. And, like, I think we have to see more. They have to explain some.
No, I think I feel like we are. But it's, again, we don't know what they're going to do. Now, I will say, like, okay, so they're saying their goodbyes. Did anybody else notice, like, when Bronze Tiger and Diggle were saying goodbye, did you think they were going to kiss? I did.
Okay.
Just me.
I'm just saying. You want some nerds?
Hey, co-hosts in the chat, what are you guys thinking about? What have we not covered yet that has nothing to do
with kissing?
Yeah, with making out, with somebody's
abdominal region. Ivan Soto did want a Mia and...
William?
A kiss between me. I forgot.
And Connor?
Me and Connor.
Yeah,
because
I think they're totally...
They're together.
I totally feel like they're endgame.
Yeah.
For sure.
Yeah.
Come on.
But that's why the show feels so much like it's passing the torch on. And they even made reference.
They literally said, we're passing the torch.
Right. Yeah. Which was also an interesting choice at the very end of the flash forward for Felicity and for Roy and Dinah to be like, well, we'll take the fall. Like they're that old, right? But it's like, we've lived our life.
It's like,
you young ones take over. We'll just go into hiding.
I was like, you're 40.
I know, right. Stop
I'm 40,
it.
Like, I'm still living.
But I was just like, that is such a weird decision. And it's not like all, like, one person decides to sacrifice and take the fall. All three of them were like, we'll all take the blame. You guys just running along because I promise that.
I totally
would
do that
for my
kids.
And they were like, yeah, we're used to being in hiding. And it's like, what? Well, you can not be in hiding also. There's that.
Right.
Can we talk about the mark of four? He mentioned that.
Yeah.
Yeah.
What is that?
No, the thing on the arm. Like the tattoo they have.
No, I missed it.
I did too.
No. Oh, y'all. That was a big deal. It was like they found like a clue, and then basically they all had this mark of four, and it reminds all Team Arrow. So Diggle, Oliver, I think Felicity had it too, Dinah, Renee, and it all reminds them that like no matter what, they're connected, they have each other's back. Like, and if they kind of like, it's like they and what is this show? There's a show where somebody like if they invoke something, that means like you just got to do it,
like the bat signal.
Yeah, it's kind of like the bat signal. Right, the chat's going to blow up. They're going to remember all of this because they're smarter than us. Right.
Oh my gosh, but the tattoo.
I would have loved to see them all just get the tattoo at the tattoo parlor.
I kind of would have loved like a...
Oh, the tattoo that they all had in the beginning of the flash forwards.
Yeah, it was in the very, like, very beginning
Oliver
of the flash
forward.
Did
Oliver have it? How did I miss this?
We assume that he had it.
Right.
But yeah, it looks like this little kind of circle, weird star thing.
Oh, wait, does Mia have it?
No.
No. Man, maybe
just
not.
All the original OGs. Just the OGs.
No.
I thought that was cool, actually. But they
Matt Shamlou, he's hooking it up. He says loyalty, compassion,
The four pillars.
Courage, and I'm waiting for the fourth.
Yeah, but they had...
come on.
Yeah, they had a... Yeah, tattoo.
Yeah. Okay, well, fine. I just marked that, and I was like, I don't remember talking about that ever.
I mean, it was a while ago. It was a hot minute. I don't know why. I remember that.
Guys.
I don't know what to say.
Yeah, I'm like, I feel like, again, I don't want to break down each individual scene because I just feel like that general feeling of everything we've talked about is covered at all as far as just that feeling of this coming to an end and wrapping, and that leaves us room just talking about the future and what we think is going to happen in the future.
Well, we still haven't talked about somebody's exit. We haven't really talked about Felicity and those. So we can talk about those that stuff now.
Yeah.
Let's talk about that. And if anybody in the chat is kind of like, hey, you totally forget and didn't talk about this, put
go
it in
for
the chat.
It. Yeah, let us know. That was so sad.
I feel like
you didn't like it. You guys,
we were way more like she was
like
crying. I was on the verge of crying, and you were like, huh?
I like Kona had like stank face
huh?
on.
What was the huh?
Huh was like, oh, so he is alive. Huh? Oh, okay. Like this is actually a very parental decision. You stayed behind. You had to stay behind, right?
Mm-hmm.
You took care of the kids. You made the promise to take care of them till whatever. She left at the point of deciding you guys are well-equipped to take care of yourself. You're heroes now. You don't necessarily need me. I mean, you'll always need me as a mom, but you don't need me to keep you alive and safe.
Mm-hmm.
So now it's my time to go live my life, which means with my father. With my father? Whoa.
Whoa.
With
Whoa.
Your father.
Wrong yeah. show.
You know what I mean. So it was just
that's
like
Game of Thrones.
Yeah.
Yeah. It was just more of like a, huh? Oh, okay, so he's alive, and now you called Mr. Monitor, and we're going to go be with Oliver. Like, that's cool.
Yeah.
That's cool. But
I just thought that they did a really great, when they were together, the scene was just so good of them saying their goodbyes, of them, just the two of them talking to each other, crying. That's what got me, you guys, okay? I'm going to admit it. I got me.
But those were real tears.
Yes.
From can we talk about how hot Stephen Amell? And like, I don't mean hot, but I mean like he's just like I don't know why, but when guys cry, it just gets me. And like he was a good crier.
He was a good crier.
In it, and like those were real tears.
But I feel like okay, first of all, he's a very talented actor.
He is,
yeah. And
we just never seen him cry like that.
No, but at the same time, too, like given the character, given the show, that's just not his role, but that doesn't mean that he as an actor is not capable of doing so much more. It's just that he's doing with this.
Yes,
so this was a great opportunity for him to, A, showcase the fact that he has the capacity to be that emotional and connected, but B, I honestly think that it was a very emotional experience for not just Oliver Queen and Felicity Smoke. It was an emotional experience for Stephen Amell
and Emily
Bett, because knowing that she had made this decision to not return, that is their last scene, whether they shot it at the beginning of the day or it was right before they called it a wrap for the season, they knew that there was their final scene together as a couple till she's gone.
Yeah.
So knowing that as an actor in the back of your head on top of like being in it as Oliver, like I think the two emotions probably bled together. And it was like, you know, like, for those who are not actors, but when you are really connected to a person, like, you lose aspect of everything, and it's just you and that person. So it's them and their love for each other and an honest, genuine goodbye.
And they are, honestly, like, 100% best friends. Like, on social media, they talk about each other all the time. And that is one of the aspects also that got me, because I knew that this was real because they were just so connected. They're so connected on when they work and when they don't work. So... Mm-hmm. Just, I knew that they were saying goodbye to each other, because who knows how often they're going to be able to see each other.
I want to know what was the last scene they filmed. I try to Google. If anybody finds that, put us in the chat or tweet me. I want to know. I just want to know, like, what, because also, like, again, the tears that they had when they both were standing in the bunker, and Oliver's just kind of standing there, just kind of silently crying, and it was so moving.
It was that scene was beautiful. Yeah.
It was so, so beautiful, and it just, it did remind you of just... You know, the legacy that they have and the history that they have together. And it was beautiful. I feel like this whole monitor thing, to me, that reminded me of, I don't know necessarily if Oliver's alive, but if the reason why I brought up the monitor is this kind of omnipresent God, like, that could be, quote unquote, like a heaven. So, like, it could be that Felicity knows it, because she said something to the effect of, like, I'm paraphrasing, so this is totally wrong, but she said something meaning, like, I have no idea where we're going, and he was kind of like, we're going into the unknown. Yeah. And so that's such a metaphor for, you know, passing on and dying or whatever, that maybe Oliver did die, and Felicity, like, chose to go with him to, like, heaven, and...
But I don't know. I think that there is another purpose. I think it's like another timeline or something. Because
she just won't let it go, y'all.
I won't. I refuse.
She's Team Felicity forever.
Forever and ever. And maybe now in the chat Oliver would next season.
Maybe he'll next season. Maybe Oliver will date Dinah like he should. I'm kidding.
Matt wants to get cut.
You know, I like original Black Arrow, not this Dinah, but you know.
Whatever.
So really quick though, because we have a few minutes, but before season, we just like chatted right through.
We did.
I'd love to hear some of your final thoughts. Like, what did you think of the season finale or the season in general? Where do you think it's going? It'd be really interesting to hear your guys' opinions. So definitely, if you get a chance, we have a little bit of a delay, but put that into the chat room.
Well, how about this? How about they put in their final thoughts, and then we just take a minute. Instead of Archer's Alley this week, we have a new segment called...
Allie Coney's Alley!
Technical! Y'all, I just thought that would be cool since she had such an awesome... Tell everybody where you were and what you're doing.
Well, I mean, if you guys listened to me the entire season when I said, follow all of our hosts on social media, then you would know. So that's me, a cheap like shout-out to follow me on Instagram and everybody else. But if you do, you'll see all my pictures. So I was in Africa for 3 weeks. I was hosting a live stadium show for something called Monster Jam. So like motorsports, FMX, all kinds of cool stuff. And so... I went to Cape Town, Johannesburg, and Durban. I got to walk with lions, which is on my Instagram. Literally 4 adult male lions, and me and the rest of my crew basically are walking a mile hike with these lions. I just like walk with you.
How close were they to you?
Oh, they're close. Like, if you see some of my pictures, I'm like, they're close, real close. And then I got to play with the little cubs, and then I did a safari, and like elephants just like walk by your Jeep, or you know, like, it's crazy, but it's really, really cool. And then I made sure, I just want to say, I was the only person out of I don't know how many people that actually wanted to experience the culture. So I went to something called a township, which is where people were displaced during the apartheid. And so it's a very poor area. I mean, there's like shacks and like a whole row of porta potties that the whole city uses.
Wow.
Insane. I went to a school, saw these little kids, and like it was definitely an interesting experience. But I just think it's really important when you go visit to different countries to explore the culture, not just like the beautiful shiny part that they show the tourists, but actually like what it looks like there.
And
how people live.
Yeah, so I did that, and then I leave Wednesday. I'm going to Wales, and then a few weeks later, I'll be in Coventry. So, yeah, castles and cool stuff. Follow me on Instagram.
There you go.
Yeah, and then obviously I'll be back for Arrow Season 8.
I think
if
we all
they
will.
Don't yeah. hire me to be in the show first.
What? See, this
wink,
is
wink, wink, nudge, nudge.
This is why you weren't supposed to be a Miko, because, yeah. man, how bad that would that be if you were a Miko and you had to
like,
play
oh,
that role and we
she's
had to
so
review
bad.
And we had to be, oh, God, Alec Conner's great, but we wanted to die.
Right. Please
die,
Alec
so
Conner. Literally yeah. the worst villain.
So yeah. see, it yeah, worked out.
It
you
worked
still
out.
Have a chance.
It worked out.
Okay, so not a lot of people reached said anything, but
what?
Ivan Soto says season 7 thoughts. I didn't like how much of this season Team Arrow were turned into cops.
Yes,
yeah, that was weird.
Was
I didn't
cops.
Like that
it
either.
Was cops, yeah.
It's so
like
many,
that.
So much cops. Matt Shamlu says felt all the villains were disappointing. Longbow hunters, where were they? Dante was hyped up, but then died fast.
Yep.
Right
now, Emiko died easily by someone we don't even know could have done better.
Right, weird.
So good. Sounds like we were on the same page.
Yeah. Steven Starr says, where do we go from here? I have no idea. Jenna James says, I love the song that played during Oliver and Felicity's last moment. Yeah.
People like the finale, though, overall?
I mean, did you guys like it?
Let us know.
Captain Shock says, I think next season we're going to see the ninth come back, and I think they will kill Bronze Tiger, and his dying wish to Diggle is to take care of his son.
Well, that'll make
Excellent.
Me cry.
Prediction, yeah. though. And then Ryan Bayer. Hi, Ryan. I don't know who you are.
Hi, Ryan.
I think Oliver and Felicity will be reunited in another dimension.
Yeah. All right.
So, there you
cool.
go.
Cool. I mean,
go.
They kind of hit it. Y'all hit it, but we can get into some predictions.
Let's do it.
Sure, we can do it with predictions real quick.
Nice.
Let's do
music,
it.
Fancy right. music. Totally threw off the engineer, so I apologize. They're like, oh my God, okay, predictions.
They're like, they've been all over the place.
Oh, man.
Finales are hard because it's like, it's not the same fast. So I feel yeah. like you've done a good job.
Yeah,
Alicona.
Good job, Alec.
Oh, thank you.
Yeah.
Thank you. I sort of spoiled and said my prediction already, but I'll reiterate really quickly. I think next season is going to be placed in no longer, it's not a flash forward, it is currently the present, and the flashback will be evolved.
I kind of like that idea, actually.
Yeah,
I don't. I hate it.
Okay, well.
It's my prediction. It doesn't mean I like it. That's just where I think the show's going.
I hope that happens, and I hope, like, mid-season 8, you're like, the Flash Forwards are so good, and we're going to be so happy, because we hated them, too.
We hated them, too, and then they were fine. I'm going to steal Orlando Williams' prediction.
Cool name.
Because I'm going to steal yours, Orlando. Maybe Oliver is in training to become the next Monitor.
Oh.
Interesting.
Okay.
That would be fun.
Okay.
But, yeah, but... Honestly, I think it's going to be a lot of crisis on Infinite Earth next season. I think it's going to be, like you said, more than 2 episodes of it. It's going to be, like, maybe half a season, you know? And the season's only, what, 8 episodes or 10 episodes or whatever? So.
Yeah.
Weren't we 10. Saying that the real Oliver Queen death is going to happen during a crossover next year?
That's what I said. I feel like...
Okay.
So
he is going to die.
The crossover starts. So the way the thing, the Infinite Crisis, like... the main people, if I remember correctly, that die are actually Supergirl and Superboy. Is it Supergirl and Superboy? I know Supergirl dies. They're not going to kill Supergirl. That show's still going super strong, like, and it's still a newer show, so they're not going to kill that show. But I think that instead they're kind of replacing, it is going to be Oliver. And honestly, my prediction is, I think I kind of see a bit of a bloodbath in the Arrow because... They're finishing this show,
right?
So it's not like any of them are going to come back, and that is kind of the point of Infinite Crisis. That it was like that was one thing as a comic book reading. You're like, whoa, these people. It was like Endgame. These people are dying, and they're not coming back. Like this is legit.
Yeah.
And I think that we're probably going to see that probably some more with Arrow because we haven't seen Diggle in Flash Forwards. We haven't seen Oliver. Mm-hmm. We haven't seen like. Curtis, well, you know, I mean,
yeah,
just I feel that's my prediction is that it's
Zoe changed people, races.
She's a different human
people
now.
People are gonna die, y'all.
People's gonna die. Okay, predictions. Billie Jean Girl, I predict that Oliver and Felicity are gonna be brought back by the Monitor to be reunited with Mia and William in the series finale.
No, it's too sweet.
The last episode of the crossover will definitely be an Arrow episode, so they can have it also be the show's finale
because it starts in the way they're doing it, it's gonna start in September and it ends in December.
Right.
So Arrow ends at the crossover.
Got it.
Eric Z.
I believe.
I don't know. Eric, hey. I think we're going to see many characters die. Some of the legends might not survive.
Yeah. I'll be surprised if the legends come through.
So, yeah.
By the way, Greg Berlanti, I saw this, has 18 shows next year that got approved to be on.
Oh, my goodness.
This guy has an empire. Like, not even just Batwoman and seated and like comic book shows, but everything he's doing, it's pretty dang impressive.
That's a lot.
Yeah. that it started really with, I mean, well, not with Arrow, but I mean, really, that's when he really
got the ground. Well, congrats to him.
Yeah.
I hope that we meet one day.
Yeah, right? Enjoy it.
Right. But yeah, so I guess that brings this season to a close for all of us and you guys. Thank you so much for joining us this entire season, sticking with us. We had an amazing time talking with you in the chat, so thank you for participating. And again, if you haven't been able to, we love the comments on iTunes, on everything like that. If you want to keep up with us and all of our adventures till we get to season 8, please do follow all of my co-hosts. They're freaking amazing. Thank you guys for being wonderful co-hosts.
This has been so fun.
Yes.
It's like the best part of my day.
Yes. Yeah, sometimes the show will get boring this season, but I always enjoyed the panel.
Yeah. Yes, definitely. So, and we hope you enjoyed us, too.
So be sure to, you can find me, I'm just going to say, because I'm thirsty. I want you to follow me this summer. You can find me at TheMattMar, 2 T's, 2 R's on Twitter and on Instagram. And again, I'll be doing Southern Charm. I'm also still recapping Riverdale. And
He does so much, y'all.
We do a lot. But you can find all that on my social meds.
Yeah, meds. You can follow me at Olivia DiBortoli on Twitter and Instagram. I'm more active on Instagram. Like, people, you guys reach out to me on Instagram all the time and I reply. Yeah. So let me know.
Ditto. So I'm at yours truly, Ali Kona, with underscores in between on Instagram. You can find me on Twitter, yours truly, Ali Kona, same thing. Just shorten the yours because Twitter is a jerk and they don't let me spell it out. But I'm really on Instagram. So find me there. Those of you who have, you know, I chat back and forth with you. See my pictures from Africa.
Oh,
see my pictures from Wales when I go this week.
Did you get an accent? Because I said you were going to get a South African accent.
South African.
And come back and say I'm Ali Kona.
Oh, it's you got to do the turkey cry, too.
So good. Oh, I don't even remember how turkey cry. That's my canary turkey cry. So we'll see you next season. Bye.
Bye, you guys.
From executive producers Maria Menounos, Kevin Undergaro, Phil Svitek, and the entire AfterBuzz TV staff, we would like to thank you for listening to the AfterBuzz TV Network. To watch or listen to other after shows and post comments or questions, be sure to visit AfterBuzzTV.com. I'm Sir Richard Wentworth, and this has been a presentation of AfterBuzz TV.